AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. American troops have arrived in Ukraine to help train National Guard units, a move criticized by Moscow.
The troops from the Italy-based 173rd Airborne Brigade will train around 900 Ukrainian National Guardsmen. Initially, it was thought that that would include the Azov Battalion, a far-right formation. But embassy spokesman James Halleck says Azov fighters would not be among those trained. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin has criticized the American move, saying the participation of instructors and specialists from a third country is far from helping resolve the conflict. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Oklahoma is the first state to approve nitrogen gas for executions. The governor signed it into law Friday as an alternative death penalty method if lethal injections aren't possible. Verizon is unbundling cable TV channels a little bit.
Verizon's Fios Custom TV is not the a la carte service a lot of television watchers have been clamoring for, but it's closer. Come Sunday, the company will offer a $55 a month TV package with 35 channels. It includes the network stations, AMC, CNN, the Food Network, and others. Add more channel packs, like sports channels, and you're up to $65 a month. The current basic TV package costs $75 a month, $95 after the first year. The cable companies are facing competition from companies like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and HBO that deliver their programs online. Warren Levinson, New York.
A security official says at least 22 people have been killed after a suicide bomber attacked a bank branch in eastern Afghanistan. The provincial police chief for Nangarhar province says more than 50 people were also wounded in the attack in Jalalabad, the provincial capital. Another blast was reported near a shrine in Jalalabad Saturday morning. This is AP Radio News. Evidence used to bring former rap label owner Suge Knight to trial has been released to the public.
The video is silent but graphic. It shows Suge Knight rolling over two men with his pickup truck, killing one of them. There is no audio on the clip, which was taken from a security camera near the fast food restaurant where the incident occurred in late January. There is also a recording of a police interview with a man who survived being struck by Knight's pickup. Superior Court Judge Ronald Cohen used the evidence to determine that it should be up to a jury to decide whether Knight is guilty of the murder and attempted murder charges against him. Knight claims he was the target of an ambush and was fearing for his life. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
GlaxoSmithKline is recalling a popular 4-in-1 flu vaccine because its effectiveness can decline over time. The company says the vaccine can lose potency and fail to adequately protect against some strains of the flu. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.